is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
The Meat Improv!
Welcome to The Meat Improv with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabbour.
The Meat is the improv and storytelling podcast where we bring guests to tell true meaty stories from their lives.
And then we do long-form improvised scenes off of those stories.
Oh, it's a dang hoot.
Yeah, it's for comedy.
If you want extra content, you go to patreon.com/themeat. We do a weekly episode called The Potatoes. Mm-hmm. Get it? The Meat and the Potatoes?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, The Potatoes is just where we talk about improv nerd stuff. We take questions from our Discord channel, also mm-hmm. accessible on Patreon. It's just a whole other thing. It's a way to support the show.
Yeah.
And keep the lights on here in the Meat Studios, a.k.a. Jake's living room.
Yes.
Well, that's it.
Keep the lights on.
Patreon.com/TheMeatImprov. Let's get into the
meat.
Show. It's the name of the show. The fun part. We have two first-time guests. My goodness gracious. It's John Michael Sidor.
Hello, hello.
Welcome. Welcome
thank
aboard.
You, thank you for having me.
And Dan Hoda.
Hi.
Hello, hello. Thank you both for coming on.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm excited
to be here.
I am. This is awesome.
Well, welcome. We're happy to have you both. I feel like I had to twist your arm a little bit, Dan.
A little bit. Took me a while, but I'm here.
We were talking about, I guess before we got on the air, a little bit about movies. Mm-hmm. Without spoiling anything, you saw Parasite?
I saw, yeah, I've been on a run. I saw Joker, Parasite, and Jojo Rabbit.
I wanted to see Jojo Rabbit this weekend.
It's amazing.
Yeah?
It's so good.
Was it like you said? Was it like a feel good movie or?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean it's
about
sad.
Hitler in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean it's there's like some sad moments and it's absurdist. It's kind of cartoonish, but it's like great. I left after seeing Joker and Parasite. I was like, great. I'm back going to the movies because those two like really put me in my head for a little while, and this was just like put me in my head, but it was like a nice. It's great. It's so good. The other two, I was like, oh, those were well done. I would not recommend people go see them.
Yeah.
What's my takeaway?
You wouldn't recommend that people go see Parasite?
I don't think so.
Why? I just saw it on Friday.
I thought it was well done, but I, again, was like, what the hell? I just can't. I don't know who I would tell to be like, you should go check out Parasite.
I was like kind of confused.
Yeah, it's confusing.
I haven't even heard about this movie, Parasite.
It's by the guy who did like Snowpiercer.
Okay,
and,
yeah,
Okja. It's a Korean director.
Okay, okay.
This one isn't in Korean, so you have to.
It is okay
if you're a little tipsy like me on a Friday night. You're like, oh,
yeah,
God.
But me, I watch my shows with subtitles, so I was ready.
Oh,
to
you're
go.
Ready to go. That's a little callback to our last episode.
I'm a subtitle guy.
He's a subtitle guy.
Usually, yeah.
You know, you hate that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I hate it too. How do you do it? It's annoying to me.
It's nice. I pick up on all the little bits.
Really? Yeah. But yeah. Even the music or like footsteps, it's like, I don't need to know, right?
I'm with it.
I like when it does like kind of slightly differ from what you're hearing on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
Or like the way they describe something. It's like, is that necessary?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I mean, there are other parts that I think would have been like the footsteps would have been important to say now.
Right. Yeah.
This time, you know.
Yeah. Sometimes it'll just be like menacing music or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
well, here's what's coming. Or you get the spoiler line right as it, you're
yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I'm reading the end of this as they're
yeah,
starting
yeah,
to say
the punchline. Yeah.
All right. I'm such a fast reader.
Found it helpful.
Have you seen any good movies lately?
I was afraid to see Parasite merely because of the name. I just heard it was like a scary movie and it was called Parasite. And I was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Didn't even hear anything about it.
I was surprised at how it honored the name, I guess I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
It's not like a gross, like there is, it's not like a gross out movie. You know what I mean? Like it's not like horrendous. I don't think I wouldn't describe it as that. It's more psychological.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But what was that? The Strain? I feel like I brought this up on this podcast before. There used to be those billboards around town for that FX show, The Strain, where there was just like a hook going into an eye.
Oh, yeah.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like at a bus stop.
Yeah.
It's not that. So you're all right with that. Did you see the video? I'm just going off on all sorts of tangents.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the Joker a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I feel like we're just spoiling recent movies for people.
Yeah.
I did just see a thing where a kid was dressed as the Joker for Halloween and dancing downstairs, and then he just busted his ass in the middle of it and just like fell hard on the stairs. And I was like, that's the kind of copycat stuff I could actually go for.
Just doofuses doing the Joker.
I don't know. There's just something funny about
it. Yeah.
What a weird thing. I have another. Oh, yeah. Any of you in Stubbs? The Stubbs program?
What is that?
Oh, AMC. Jake is that AMC? Oh,
no. AMC yeah. Stubbs program?
It's like Movie Phone, but just okay. for AMC. Movie Phone. Yeah, movie pass.
I've done that twice lately.
I did it to somebody who didn't know what Movie Phone was, and I was like, made me feel old, like legitimately old. I was like, movie phone? You call,
you
they tell
call
you.
Call on your rotary phone.
You push in buttons, they tell you when the movies are.
That was such a long process.
Yeah.
Like if your movie was at the end of the.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't really skip, right?
Terminator, Dark Fate was like the eighth thing. Yeah, no skipping.
I never used movie phone. I think I was a paper fella.
Looking through the paper. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What I was going to say is, like, I've been seeing movies that maybe I wouldn't see and usually because I got this subscription program. Like, I went and saw, like, that movie yesterday in theaters. It's definitely a rental or an airplane movie by usual standards. And I saw Ad Astra. Did you see that one?
No.
Anyone see that?
Oh, I heard. No, that's with Brad Pitt, right?
Yeah.
I've heard bad things.
But I heard great things going into it, and I saw it first day, and I was fucking bored. Yeah. That is a boring ass movie. Like, it looks cool at parts, but it really is just like, well, I almost felt like it might be the end of this little like stretch of like space.
Did you see the Saturday Night Live sketch this weekend?
I did see that. Yeah.
I don't know if it's like cool to talk about a Saturday Night Live sketch.
No, yeah, please.
But, just space mistakes.
Space mistakes.
All those movies are basically about just like a person making a mistake in space.
Right.
The consequences of it.
That's really funny.
I really did like it. Because I feel like I didn't need to see Ad Astra because I was like, well, there's a mistake and then what happens?
They fix it.
Yeah, or maybe they fix it or they die.
Right.
And there's a lot of strain with his familial relationships.
Yeah.
And his just need to be in space. God damn it.
I'm not a big space movie person. I don't like movies about trains or movies in space generally.
Really?
About trains specifically?
Yeah, trains specifically. Why is that? Well, because then it becomes about the train and the train doesn't have a personality and I don't care about it.
Wait a minute. like Polar Express? You didn't like
I didn't see Polar Express. Okay. The Lone Ranger.
1, 2, 3.
Taking a Pelham 1, 2, 3. Yeah, uh-huh. Money Train. Unstoppable.
The Meat Train.
Meat Train. I didn't see that movie. I just used it for promotion.
Mama from the Train.
I actually like Throw Mama from the Train.
What about a Yuma 310? Isn't that a?
I didn't see it because it's a train movie.
It is.
Yeah, there are a lot of train movies.
Yeah. Broken Arrow.
But there are a lot of plane movies and there are a lot of car movies.
That's true. That's true.
Not a lot of bike movies.
No. And only one Planes, Trains, and Automobile movie.
Yeah.
Darjeeling Limited, isn't that?
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
Oh, we poked a hole.
Okay. You know, they're really good. You should. I feel like you're...
Don't try and sell me on train movies. Anytime there's a train in a movie.
I dislike horror. I dislike comedy. I love
train. You just love
movies.
A train movie? Okay.
I was just going to try to think of another one. Who cares?
Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West. Right. The Train. What was the one that was by the guy, by J.J. Abrams? Or it had like Jake Gyllenhaal in it? Or no, maybe J.J. Abrams.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't think
he keeps
Jake.
Waking up. He's out of body experience.
Well, Snowpiercer also.
It's not that, but I know. But
it's in Chicago, and they're going into Chicago, and the train's going to blow up the city.
I think so. Yeah. It might actually be David Bowie's kid. The guy who did Moon.
I think it's... It's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal's in it.
Yeah.
The director.
Oh, the director. Yeah.
Didn't see it.
What about Back to the Future 3? There's...
That's true.
That's a good one. I do like Back to the... But it doesn't feel like a train movie. There's a train in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there are no like train. Are there train sequel movies?
Train sequel movies,
right? Like there's like Fast and Furious, like 200.
Yeah.
Are there?
There's not like
train movies.
Yeah,
they are not that popular.
Yeah,
I don't think
so. It's one trip.
Yeah,
Did I already talk about what happened in that Ad Astra movie?
No.
No.
Oh, yes.
Did I talk about it on here?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to say it real quick and we can cut it. when I was in that Ad Astra movie, it was like opening day of that, of the movie. It was in the afternoon. About 10 minutes into the movie, it's just some like, it literally is just exposition where they're just like, they're just being like, here's what's going on. Something's coming on in Saturn. We need someone to go, whatever. And like in the middle of that part, someone goes into the entrance. It's an IMAX theater at the AMC. And someone just yells in a very angry voice. They're like, I had to look this up the other day because I forgot the exact quote, but it was something like, something like, this is your fault, Flora, or something. And then they went, ha ha, like, this is your fault, Flora, ha ha, like, this is your fault, woman's name. And then, like, literally, ha ha. And I'm not shitting you. My first instinct was, I covered.
Oh, yeah.
I like, took cover. Uh-huh. And so did Lanny. And no one else in the theater, like, hardly flinched.
Really?
It was really crazy. I went out and I went.
Did you say something?
I went out of the theater, yeah, and like just looked around and I said something to security. I was like, there's a guy that just came in and yelled at us.
Yeah,
and it like seemed scary. And I know there's a parking garage on the other end of this thing. And like, they were just like, okay, we'll keep an eye out. And I was like, they're not getting paid too much at this AMC. And it really shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was able to sneak in and out and get an iced coffee in that, really? That same day. Because I got there early and I
post,
like,
I tried to get potential threat
pre. So like before the movie started, I wanted a coffee and they were like, oh, we're out. Like, cool. Good job, guys. It is like the matinees. I think people want coffees. And I was like,
aren't you glad you have that movie pass thing?
Okay. I've got a few pitches for different movies here.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I know. Teddy, you said you had some note for me in the middle of this about you didn't want
trains.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've done my best. And I've got a few pitch decks here for you.
Okay.
For right. movies.
Yeah.
We know where I stand.
Why are you're really like doing full yoga over there in that corner. Okay.
He has a meeting later. So.
Thank you.
He's trying to stay limber for his meeting.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. And hey, I'm excited to be pitching.
Yeah, just, we're excited to have you here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here.
Just sort of threw my whole thing off, but let's do it. So, this first story, it's a romantic comedy. It's about a guy and a gal in St. Louis.
Okay.
Cute. They like it. See mm-hmm. each other.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good.
At a taxi station.
Okay. Do you want me to write that down?
Yeah, write that okay, down. That taxi down. Station. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
At a crowded taxi station.
Okay.
They sort of
good. Good.
They were friend. They were knew each other growing up,
mm-hmm.
and then they meet each other right before they leave from St. Louis to opposite coast. She goes to the Carolinas. He's going
on taxis.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
He's gonna
okay.
take a taxi from St.
Great.
Louis
I like it.
To California.
Okay. I like it.
What okay. year is this?
This would be it was originally set like between World War I and World War II.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, I think there was a thing then when you would take a taxi all the way across.
Are you confident about this pitch?
Yeah. Listen.
What's happening?
I just got to say, the train was integral to this. It took place at a train station.
It's a train movie?
It's a train going movie. To be a train movie. The train just is where they spend the first act when they're getting to the other side of the country.
You saw the invitation for this pitch, right?
I did, but it came so late.
Yeah. You did see in all caps, no
train
pitches.
It's a period piece. It's about the struggles happening before the Second World War.
I mean, you don't seem on board with the taxi idea.
What if it were a canoe?
Ooh, what about a canoe? Mm-hmm.
A canoe to get from... So how are you going to get on a canoe from St. Louis to Los Angeles? or from St. Louis to the Carolinas.
Is that where the fun is? That where the romance is?
Well, they have to find each other. It's called Meet Me Back in Old St. Louis.
Look, I love that title. Look, I don't know what to tell you. If you put a train in it, it's going to be a train movie, and then people are going to be like, and then we're going to end up just focusing on the train the whole time. So
what if
canoe?
They walked?
Oh yeah, what about a walk?
Yeah,
a little stroll.
Then we have to justify like survival and how they're able to make it.
Horse and carriage.
Hey.
A horse and carriage. Yeah.
One carriage, though. Don't connect any carriages to either
no cabooses.
Each other.
Yeah, don't try and...
We've had that. People have tried.
Yeah, trying to sneak a train in there.
I'm not trying to sneak anything into anything, okay? I'm not trying to sneak... It just seemed like a convenient way...
Easy this.
Don't grab my pitch deck.
Okay. You said that this cab has what you would call a cab engineer at the front of it.
I didn't know what... Yeah, it's a cab engineer.
Is that cab smoking from the top?
Yeah, what is this?
It's the smokestack.
It's the 1930s. I don't know what the cabs looked like back then.
This cab can only go on a straight line.
It has one direction it can go, and it stops and starts.
Okay, here's some of our very best movies that are working for us right now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we have one about bikes. We have one about canoes. We have one about walking. Mm-hmm. We do not have any about trains, and we don't want them.
Yeah.
We have a carriage movie coming out.
Mm-hmm.
A single carriage movie.
A single carriage movie. Mm-hmm. It's called Carriage Please.
Oh, okay. Carriage Please. Mm-hmm. I know that writer.
Mm-hmm.
I know that writer. We went to college together. That motherfucker.
Here's an idea. I mean, would this work on scooters?
Oh, yeah. What about scooters?
I don't know if scooters existed in the 1930s, to be honest.
Or a bicycle. I mean, as long as it's not a tandem bicycle,
yeah.
Because that looks too much like a train.
Yeah.
You're against tandem bicycles?
Mm-hmm.
It's a love story, y'all. It's
okay.
A love story.
Right.
It's a love story about finding romance in the before the digital age, before you could just boop pop an email. And
you should do another stretch.
Okay. Yeah. I'm getting pretty wound up. This guy's trying to force a train down my throat.
Well, just take a deep breath.
I got another pitch.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. This one is a space movie. It's about a commuter spacecraft headed to the moon. It gets hijacked by some terrorists.
Let me see this pitch deck. What are all these tiny ships connected to the big ship?
Those are other shuttles.
There are other shuttles.
Space train movie.
It seems like a space train movie.
It was a train movie.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Ask me to leave?
We don't have time.
We don't have time. I've got to catch my train to Chicago.
What?
Yes.
You got to catch a train to Chicago?
Yeah.
This is Clark Amtrak.
Mr. Amtrak.
What?
I thought it was Amtrak. I had no idea. Mr. Amtrak?
Yeah.
Amtrak.
I'm trying to separate myself from my family name by writing a bunch of movies about other forms of transportation.
Okay, I got one. It's a movie about talking cars.
Okay, I'm listening. Yeah.
They band together to find...
How do they band? Side by side or in a... What would one call a train?
I got a...
What?
Side by side?
Side by side?
Yeah, side by
okay.
side.
Okay, all right, I'm on board.
All right. All right.
What's this one? Pitch deck? About a conga line. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to dance down the stairs like the Joker.
Do it!
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Oh, are you all right, man?
Ow.
Okay.
Yeah. Ow. Oh, crap.
Oh, that looked like it hurt.
Okay. All right. We'll take this again. Don't upload that one.
Are you nuts?
What?
That was hilarious. I'm definitely uploading that one.
What are you talking about?
It was hilarious, wasn't it?
I liked it.
Yeah. What do you mean? I'm trying to be cool.
No, this was off the cuff.
Trying to be a cool madman.
He falls down the stairs again. Oh, nice.
Are you filming this
part? Yes, okay, I got this one.
Good.
My pants.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. People are going to love this.
Wow.
Okay, look, we can't put that up there.
Are you kidding?
Do you want your pants back? I've got them
yes,
up here.
Please give me my...
Okay, I'm going to throw them to you.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Ow! Oh, ow! Oh, ow! Oh, ow!
Both wrapped up.
Ow, 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 ow. Okay.
Wow, don't perfect.
No, not
no,
perfect.
Are you kidding?
No. Oh, come on.
I'm not this... getting wrapped up in this. I didn't
know. No, you're this. Already wrapped up
the
in it.
The Joker is a dark take on mental illness and the rich and poor class system, and I'm trying to be a part of it. I don't want to be a part of some goof troop internet meme video.
And I was on board until I fell.
Oh, exactly. This is going to... I'm telling you. This is gold. I'm sorry.
Give me your phone. Give me that phone.
No,
give me that phone. Give me that phone.
Stop.
Give me that phone.
Hey,
give me that
phone. Ow.
Mommy, look at the... I got all the Batman characters on camera.
Hey, delete that. You got to delete that.
Don't touch my phone.
Give us that phone.
Give me that phone. Yeah, give me that phone.
Give me that
phone.
I'm
recording this.
Give me that phone.
All right.
Give me that phone. I'm recording my... You take that phone from my son. I will film this, and I will turn it in.
We didn't give your son permission to film that.
Yeah,
right?
we can't just film whatever he wants.
Film what he wants.
Look, I'm trying to do a dark take on the Joker. He's trying to make a comedic video off of that. You're also making a comedic video off of that, and then you wanted to make a comedic video of us being in a comedic video, and now your son is ruining all of it. We're not
really
a bunch of goofs.
I captured it.
Honey, keep filming.
I am filming.
Keep filming.
Give me come on. They like pull the mom in. It's like a bigger ow. It starts snowballing. Hey, you don't have a permit to film here.
Police, I got a few questions.
This is a tour of the Joker movie site.
Hot dogs.
I'll take one.
It's rolling down the stairs, this big ball of people. Helicopters filming it. What we have here is a live footage of what appears to be a bunch of goofs. Caught. Oh, no. They got into the...
Great. Well, let's get into the meat part of the podcast. This is where a guest shares a true meaty story from their life. Ooh. John Michael, you're up.
Cool. The story I want to share, I just graduated college, and I...
You just did? Or
No. This is in this period of time. Like, yeah.
I think I've known you for a while.
basically, what ended up happening was I interviewed for a job at SiriusXM for their NBA channel. And I bombed in New York. And I bombed the interview, but I ended up getting the job. Basically, which is crazy. I interned with them, so they really liked me and knew that I was a good kid. But they were like, if Chuck Daly died, and now Chuck Daly coached the Dream Team, and he was the bad boys of the Pistons, I think I was nervous. I didn't know who Chuck Daly was. And he's like, if Chuck Daly died, who would you call to interview? And I was just like, I don't know who that is. And then they're like, okay, what if... And then they named another name, and I had no idea who it was. And I was just like...
What a weird line of questioning, by
the way.
It was
very
weird.
To
be like, if this person died,
yeah, it was very weird.
Who would you call?
Finally, they got on Phil Jackson, and thank God I knew who that was. Like, if you didn't know who that was, I don't know.
If Michael...
Part of me... basically. Kobe Bryant died. Who would you call?
I know I'm interrupting here, but part of me wonders if, like, the interviewer was also like, I'm bombing this.
Man, this was a dumb question.
Daly died, who would you call?
Yeah, but maybe
he doesn't know.
It's possible because it didn't take that long. I left, and then I think that later that afternoon they were like, hey, congrats, we're gonna offer you the job. And I was like, oh okay, great. And so I was staying in New York with a friend, and we decided to celebrate because it was like my first job out of college. I was like, this is awesome. I bombed this interview, but I ended up getting this job. So we went out that night, and we were celebrating. We ended up running into Fireball and had a couple too many of those shots. And
I got plastered. And
Fireball has a tendency to do that to people.
Yeah. I think everybody can relate to that if you've had the Fireball monster, whatever you want to call it. And a lot happened. I mean, I can get into it, but at one point I was hitting on this girl whose boyfriend was right there, and I didn't care. I was like, oh, she might change her tune. It didn't work. And she went up to my friend and was like, you need a new set of friends. And then, Oh, yeah.
You were that guy.
Oh, I was that. I don't think, I didn't say anything nasty, and that's not the type of guy I am. I just was trying to be persistent. Mm-hmm. And then, I ran out of the Uber, but basically the next day I get up and my phone rings and it's my mother. And she goes, I want to thank you. I go, okay. She goes, I missed Pilates this morning, Pilates. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. And she goes, because of you. You called me at 3 a.m. And I go, oh,
no.
Now I don't
You
really.
Drunk dialed your mom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I go, oh. She goes, do you know what you said to me? And I go, no, I don't really even remember calling you. Well, one day at your wedding, I'm going to tell you what you said. And you better come. Oh, yeah. And you better come home right now. And I was like, okay, bye. And I hung up. Now, I'm very open with my mom. I mean, I'll tell her I did drugs. I tell, you know, we're open. Like, I'll tell her about pet relationships and sex and this. So I'm like, what the fuck did I say? Sorry, I don't know. What the hell did I say?
You can say
that. Okay, all right. And I was just like, it must have been bad. And so like for months, I freaked out because she wouldn't tell me. She was just like, one day I'm going to tell you at your wedding. One day.
Why the wedding?
Because I don't know. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why she was holding the wedding.
She's like, I'm going to ruin.
Right.
And just she started the phone call with, I have to thank you.
Yeah.
For missing Pilates.
Yeah.
Like, you really unraveled her. She was just throwing crazy stuff at the wall.
Yeah. And so I don't know. This was always brought up, like when I would get drunk, and they're like, "Well, at least you weren't as drunk as when you called your mom or whatever." And I was like, "Yeah, that's true." And then I finally was like, "What did I need to know what I said because that's freaking me out." Yeah, and I'm like, "I thought it was the girl at the bar, and I called my mom thinking it was this girl, and I was like trying to get her to come over."
Yeah,
God knows what
I've texted the wrong person like that.
Before. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's horrible. I can only imagine.
Actually, it worked out great because I texted. I wasn't being like bad again, but like I was just like, it was just I shouldn't have. I just texted someone who I had a crush on, but I ended up just texting like my friend from college who thought it was funny.
Okay.
So it ended up being like
a save. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well. This wasn't the case, and I ended up finding out through my sister that I called her and asked her if she wanted to fuck my best friend Andrew Arbitel, who comes over to our house all the time. I mean, he's like a brother to me. And I was like, apparently, I was like, listen, do you want to sleep with him? And she was like, stop this. And I was like, just tell me, I can make this happen.
You thought it was your sister?
No, I thought it was my mom. I knew who it was, and I was asking my mom if she wanted to sleep with my best friend, who is like, if you know our relationship, like he's the kind of guy that walks into the door, pulls milk out of the fridge. Like, there's no questions asked. It's very open. And those two.
That is the craziest.
Yeah. And they're like, they always, I think at the time I was home probably after college, and like he would come over and they would talk constantly. So I guess in my subconscious, I was like, these two are hitting it off. And my mom and dad aren't like the greatest, you know, they've got their issues. So I was like, my mom needs it. And so does my friends. So I probably was like,
you were trying to be
probably like a matchmaker. I think.
Oh my God.
I don't really know. Cause I wasn't
fully
there.
Holy shit.
But yeah.
Funny.
So thankfully I was told that. And now it's become my friend does not think it's funny at all. Even if he listens to this, he's going to go. He thinks like I'm so messed up for that and hates it. But I think it's very funny and he's a nice guy. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, even now, I know that is weird and I know that it's crazy. But it, like when you when I kind of hash it out, it's like, it's not the craziest. I'm not, I don't know. I don't know.
No, yeah. It's just funny to flip that perspective because it's usually people being like, your mom's hot, dude. not like...
not trying to like pave the way.
Yeah.
That is so funny. So does your mom know you know?
Yeah, she knows I know. And we laugh. Wait,
I think I missed a thing. Your sister told you that?
Yeah,
thing?
My sister. Cause my,
see, that's how you found out.
Yeah, that's okay. How I found out. Because my mom.
She's waiting to tell you your wedding.
Right.
Yeah, what's your mom going to tell you at your wedding now?
Well, now, nothing. I don't
know. So why the wedding still?
I don't know. I think because she wanted me to. We went out to Starbucks the next day, like when I came home, and we had a long time. And it was not just about that. It was about, you can't get drunk like that. And if this happens again, it was a whole, very, I don't have a problem, but it was just like very like, you know, that type of talk. Yeah. And I think she might've said, do you want me to tell you or you don't want to know what you said. And I just got that sick feeling, you know, when you just don't want to hear that. And I was like, don't, I just, at that point I didn't want to know. And she was like, I'll tell you at your wedding. I think that's how it happened. I'll tell you at your wedding. And I was like, oh, Jesus.
That's almost the worst usually when someone's like, I gotta tell, like, you don't want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, 'cause then I'm just like thinking of like, literally just the worst things that could have
totally
happened.
Yeah, I think my mom wanted me to feel that way.
Yeah.
part of me feels that,
like, the fear
right. Yeah. And I don't think she wanted to say it. That's kind of a weird thing to say.
Right.
Like, if you know this kid, like, we are, he's like part of the family, so it would basically be,
and
like,
you wanted him to be.
Right. Yeah. I wanted a new dad.
Who better than my best friend.
Best friend.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you know where your dad, did your dad ever find
you
him?
Know, I actually don't know. I don't think so. That's a great question.
tell him to listen to the music.
He now knows. Yeah, if he listens to this.
Oh my God.
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't. He probably wouldn't like it. He thinks, this is going to sound weird again, but like, my dad is the type of guy that's, isn't there this like this complex where it's like,
an Oedipus complex?
Yeah. Like, my dad gets not jealous, but I could tell, like, when my mom and I are having fun and hanging out, like, he, whether or not that's the complex or whatever, but he gets like, so I'm not mad, but like jealous, I guess, or whatever. And I feel like if he heard this, it would just add to that whole God knows what he thinks is going on. Yeah. That makes my family seem extremely weird.
No, I don't think so.
No, I had a weird thing recently where I was talking to my parents about like how much I like my girlfriend's dad. Cause I do. He likes sports. We talk on Twitter about stuff. Like, we like rival teams, but like he's like a dude that I can like talk to about sports. And I've just never had that in any sort of familial way. Like, when I was a kid, I got straight A's one year, and my reward was that I would get to go to a Bucks game. Like, anyone I chose or whatever. And I remember being there with my dad, and like, some guy came up and tried to talk with us, and he's like, yeah, I don't know about this team, I think they got, and my dad was just like, I saw him just like faking it because he didn't know what the fuck. I was like, yeah, he thinks that we need to get another rebounder, like, he like, I like covered for him, whatever. I've just never had that thing, and I kind of mentioned it like excitedly to my parents, and I just heard them sort of shrink. I'm like, hey, I like, we all watch Pat. We're all good, but
it's still my parents.
Yeah. I just like this
I just
guy.
Saying like I. It's really nice to like your girlfriend's dad.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well.
Yeah. I mean,
to our listeners, I guess don't get hammered.
No.
Right out of college.
I mean, you can. That's it. Was fun.
Just celebrate a job.
Yeah.
Maybe not Fireball.
Don't call your mom. Right. Yeah. Don't call
maybe
your
it's related
mom.
To Fireball.
Yeah. It might be. Yeah.
Like, tap that part of your brain.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't Fireball have something in it? Like, is it? I don't know if it's the sugar or what, but I think it does kind of like fuck you up and make you like rah.
Yeah.
Like,
probably.
It's sort of like almost like a Four Loko or something.
Yeah.
Because I've had some moments on Fireball too.
Right.
I got kicked out of Birds on Fireball.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nobody's drinking a bunch of Fireball and then like cuddling up for a book.
right. Yeah. But it feels that way because it's that cinnamon.
Yeah.
It
gives you that. Yeah. Right. You're like, ooh, whoa, festive evening.
What?
It's made for hot toddies. People use it to like rage.
Yeah.
What? You must have been really crazy.
It was my last Herald night, and we were pissed off and bitter about it. My whole team. So we all got drunk on Fireball. I was literally behind the bar at one point and like pouring myself drafts. Like, they invited me back there.
Okay, okay.
Whatever. And then I just like made myself at home and started pouring beer. And yeah, I got kicked out.
I only had to say that because I've seen some guys in there that have been pretty drunk, so for you them it's
I was making a show of it.
okay yeah, that definitely sounds
I was pretty bitter at that point in time.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I learned my lesson. I could laugh about it a little bit now.
Yeah, that's the beauty about these things.
Oh yeah. With open arms, baby. Birds knows who pays their bills. I probably spent half
who
money
chews up the worms and spits it into their mouth. I'm talking real shit.
Well, let's. I guess got to say, I'm excited to interview you for this position.
I'm good.
We think you've got a bright future in law. We love the work you've done as a paralegal, and you know, I'd say this is a slam dunk for you, but good. I don't want to get you too whatever. I still need to go through the interview, but let's just go ahead. So you know Mr. Seymour, right? One of the partners in the let's just do a hypothetical. All right. Mr. Seymour's coming to work. He crosses the street. He waves to a dashing young woman on the other side. She drops her sun hat. He says, "Oh, you dropped your sun hat." He pauses. And then a metro bus speeds around the corner and smashes into Mr. Seymour, blowing him into smithereens.
Oh, my God.
Who do you call first?
Who do I call?
You see it out the window.
Yeah, but who do I...
Who do you call first? This is a layup.
Is this? I
Dan,
mean,
this is a layup. This is a standard boilerplate.
You want me to tell you how I would litigate this case, or
I'm saying you're the first witness.
Yeah,
you're in the building.
Uh huh.
Who do you call first?
Oh boy, this is not. My mom. No.
Okay.
Is there a right answer here?
You know, Dan, why don't you just take a deep breath?
Yeah.
You know, okay. we really like it.
Yeah. I like working here. I want to work here.
Sure. Yeah. Take a deep breath. Really think about
who would need to know.
Right. Who would need to know? Okay.
It's probably not your mother.
No. I would call the bus company.
Okay.
Is that not the bus company?
I feel like that would take a little while.
Right.
Okay.
Just again, you see someone get hit by a bus.
Yes.
Who do you call?
You.
And who do you think I would call?
His wife.
Okay, I like that.
I'll get the.
Hey, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. You got to get more answers. I called his mom. She didn't know what I was doing. I called the bus company. They didn't know what to do. We got to get some answers about this. We got to figure out who to call because Mr. Withers got smithered. I was about to call you, but
I know the situation. Okay. Hey, why don't you have a cup of coffee?
Okay. Yeah. I'm just like a little nervous because I really want this job.
Okay.
I thought about it while you were.
Let's say you've called the mom. You've called the bus company.
This lady.
He's just sitting down there, broken into bits.
With the hat.
This woman with the
What's
hat.
What's her number?
Can She's we, a stranger.
Can you go out and get her phone and call someone related to her?
Jesus. Listen, we already tried to find the woman in the, the woman in the hat. This is a, let's just call a MacGuffin in this particular story.
Okay.
That doesn't pay off. All right.
The woman in outside the window, we see me like harassing the woman in the hat.
She didn't even know she was a part of this. She was waving at the guy behind.
Right.
Him, so she says,
yeah. I got this.
Let's say that one of your, we're in this hypothetical.
Yeah.
One of your biggest brains, one of your head honchos.
Yeah.
Got cartoonishly blown up by a bus.
Yes.
Waving at a pretty woman.
Yeah.
with ample cleavage, if I must say. If I, that's beside the point.
Yeah. That, okay, that's weird.
But I'm just painting the story. Okay, we love you here, pal.
Good.
Let's do speed round. Five people you might call.
All right. The hat company.
The hat.
You said that did the bus ride up on the sidewalk? Is there someone we could call and like?
No, in the street.
Okay, in the street.
He went in the street and got blown to smithereens.
Okay.
In a bus lane.
Yeah. Hey, I got the hat company on the phone. Now, what do I ask him? What do I tell him?
We got the hat company.
You have the hat company on the phone? I would say, can you track down the name of the woman who was wearing the hat?
Do you not know how retail works?
I know.
They don't.
I'm an intern.
The hat company would have sold the hat wholesale to a store an online provider like Amazon. Tell the hat company to fuck off.
Tell them to fuck off. Ask him what do you do with all the bits.
Oh, I know. I did think of this. You know Sal?
Uh-huh.
Sal cleans up around here?
Yeah, the custodian.
Yeah. Call him.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
You see out the window, I'm pushing Sal to clean up all the bits. Funny.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. What do you want? I was about to zoom in on this conversation for a second.
Are you crazy?
This is coming from the top. Don't question me.
This is disgusting. I can't do it.
Well, what do you suggest we do?
I don't know. Maybe call the police?
Whoa.
That's upper management material.
Call the police? This is... All right. What do you want me to get... You want me to not know that... He's dead?
Yeah. In a hypothetical, this guy died, but he'd been smuggling a bunch of money through this company. So we can't call the police. Hypothetical. So what do we do?
Oh, my God. Did we... What about that lady over there? Did we talk to her?
God! Well, that's the second person who said we go talk to the lady.
All right. I'll clean it up.
I'll go talk to that lady. Miss?
Yes.
Hi.
You seem stressed.
Yeah, I noticed that you witnessed what happened out here.
That was terrible.
Yeah, I have a few follow-up questions.
Okay.
Say the guy who got...
For the police?
Yes, for the police. Say the guy who got blasted into smithereens by that bus was the big brains of a company that was doing some money laundering.
Uh-huh.
Hypothetically, and you worked under him. Hypothetically, what would you do next?
I mean, you came to the right person.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Just talk to me. I'm a therapist.
Just talk to you is you what you talk. Would do is talk to.
Well, it seems like you're very upset. It seems like you should.
Yeah, I just feel like I've been, you know, a yes man at the company, hypothetically. And maybe I signed off on some stuff that I didn't really want to do.
Here, put on my hat.
Okay. Okay, pretty nice.
Hey, Jake, I think we got a lead up. Hey, buddy. Oh, not again.
Oh.
Oh, man. Thanks for coming over. This is so great.
Yeah, no problem.
Ah, boy, back from college for winter break. Great to hang out with my best friend.
Yeah, this is going to be great. Yeah.
Hey, you want to go outside and play catch?
Sure, yeah.
Great. This is nice, huh?
Yeah, this is great.
It's almost like you're my dad.
Excuse me?
Huh?
Yeah.
It's just kind of what a, you know, dad and a son would do.
Yeah, but we're just
play catch.
Right. Yeah, but
we're best friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be... I mean, man, my dad's out of town all the time.
Yeah.
It's tough to relate to. Wouldn't it be great if your best friend was your dad?
Well, if you got along with your dad like a best friend, yeah.
Sure. Or vice versa. Flip it around.
Well, you want me to... What's going on here? You want...
I thought you could be my dad.
What are you... What?
Just be my dad.
No, I'm your best friend.
We're playing catch. Yeah. So, what's the difference?
I'm not going to raise. We're just friends.
I'm already in college. You don't have to raise me. You just got to be my dad.
You want me to be your dad?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm your buddy, man. I'm your best friend.
Oh, God.
Just go. What's wrong?
I hate you.
Your dad. Stop. Stop that.
I hate you.
Hey, boys.
hey, Mrs. Johnson.
Need any, you boys hungry at all? I was going to pick up going to cook up some soup, but...
soup. I guess I'll have a bowl of soup.
Yeah. Oh, you want a bowl of soup?
Yeah.
Not bad. Okay. It'll be chicken noodle with crackers. So come on in wherever you want.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great.
Why is soup funny, by the way?
The temperature is 95 degrees.
It's just hot out.
It's winter break. I grew up in the winter weather, and I'm going to honor it with my diet. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for cooking up a bowl of soup.
Your smart mouth is starting to really tick me off.
Yikes.
Not all mothers cook for their kids, you know. You should be grateful.
Sometimes I just wish maybe you'd let dad cook on the grill a little bit.
Excuse me? What are you pointing at me for?
What?
I'm not. Huh? I don't live here.
Ray makes a great hot dog.
Okay.
Is that right, Ray? You want to hop on the old grill?
No, I can cook on the grill, but soup sounds great.
Plenty of goofy aprons you could wear.
I am not wearing a goofy apron. I'm not doing this. I if you want me to make a hot dog, I'm happy to make hot dogs for everyone.
Okay. That'd be great.
Great. We don't want to get hot dog juice on your work shirt, so I am going to put...
Stop this. Get it off.
Come on, it's fun.
What is this?
I'll tie it up behind you.
All right. Thank you very much. That's nice. A little inappropriate, Mrs. J. Thank you.
It's not inappropriate.
Yeah, nice. All right.
Kiss the cook.
All right. No one's kissing me. All right. You want me to make a hot dog? I'll make a hot dog.
Sure, yeah. Let's get the hot dog.
Great. Yeah, great. That's awesome. Thanks, Dad.
No, I'm...
Really saved us from having to have mom's soup.
Stop this. I'm not. Dude, it's me. This is your mom. I'm not. What's going on here? I'm not your dad.
You're just such a great companion. I don't know why you can't be my dad. Why can't I come to you for advice?
Hey, Ray. Hey, you back from school?
Yeah. Hey.
Great to see you, man. Hey, would you come over and help me change my oil?
I'm not really good with cars.
No? I don't know. You got a real change my oil kind of vibe to you.
Actually, we're cooking right now.
Oh, so. You're cooking,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Dadding it up.
I guess I sort of look like a dad, but I'm just
Andrew's
friend.
You claimed him, Sean, huh?
Yeah, got to him first.
You got to him first.
Good luck. You're going to have to find someone else to be your dad.
All right. Good luck, y'all.
I am nobody's dad. I'm your friend. I've come over. Just, Mrs. J, please. I got to take this off. I'm sorry.
No, don't. You're going to get... Don't get more stains on your work shirt.
One stain. One coffee stain.
One's all it takes.
Mom, where's my sister? Where's Carol?
Huh?
Where's Carol? Is she coming around?
I don't know where Carol is, actually. I thought she was doing maybe some work in her room.
I don't see anybody up there.
What do you...
You want to go find out where Carol is?
Your sister is? I never liked your sister. We never... She was just saying, in school.
I think she's smoking weed.
Okay, great.
I don't know if that... You want to talk to her about it?
Talk to her. No, I'm not talking about her. Hey, we smoked weed all the time. So she's smoking weed. Who cares?
You smoked weed?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
With my son?
Yeah.
Oh. Some example, that is.
I wasn't trying to set an example. We were doing it outside after school. Mr. J, I'm sorry. Yeah, we smoked weed. He's my best friend. What do you expect?
No birthday blowjob for you.
Me? From
Uh-oh,
you?
Oh, Dad's in the doghouse.
Oh, I don't need that. Stop that. I don't want, Mr. J, you're beautiful. I don't need a birthday blowjob from you.
Hey, and Ray, I noticed you took off the apron.
Yeah.
Now you ready to come help me with
I'm not changing your car. I don't really even know who you are.
Well, you don't know who I am. I'm your son.
No, you know you're not. I'm 23 years old.
Uh-oh, it's Carol's boyfriend.
I didn't know she was dating.
Hey, Mr. Ray. Figured I'd introduce myself.
Okay.
I'm dating your daughter.
This is not my daughter. This is my best friend's sister. You look like a nice guy, all right? You don't have to introduce it. Why don't you say
I'm a good guy. I'm going to community college.
That's awesome.
Sweetie, he's got cigarettes in his car.
So the guy smokes. Who cares?
Oh, right. Yeah. You seem pretty cool. Better than my old man.
I'm not an old man. We're probably the same age. How old are you?
How old am I? 32.
You're older than me. I'm 23 years old. I just graduated college. Mrs. J, this has been great. I got to get home. All right. I can't do this. Look, look, why don't you call your dad? He's probably coming back home anyway from, what is he, he's in pharmaceuticals?
He'll yeah, he's home. In pharmaceuticals. He's peddling pharmaceuticals. What kind of, like, role model is that? And you, you're college educated. You work at Best Buy.
That's not something to look up to. I'm doing that just to make
you're on
cash.
Your way. Fine, I'll call my dad.
Thank God. What the fuck?
Hello?
Hello.
Dad?
Yeah.
How's it going? That's pharmaceuticals.
Fine.
Fine?
Fine.
Are you going to be out late? Dad wants to know.
What?
Dad wants to know?
Yeah, Dad wants to know.
You're on the phone with your dad. What are you
saying? Hold on, let me ask. Hey, Ray! My boy's getting married today. I can't believe it.
It's a big day.
Yeah.
I'm just so glad we're all here.
It's gonna be a great day.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah? Like, why?
I don't know. I'm a sweater. And I'm just,
you're going to be great.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you, Mom.
A few things before the wedding day. Yeah. I've been keeping a log of things that I told you that I would tell you on your wedding day.
Oh, I thought that was just kind of a turn of phrase.
No,
or some...
I've been keeping the log, and now is the time.
Okay, I mean, I was going to get the guys and the groomsmen.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a little whiskey.
Yeah, I bet you will, like other times you have.
Big book.
Yeah, you call home a lot, kiddo.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So, I did say that I would tell you this. You know, I missed a lot of Pilates classes.
Yeah.
Over the time.
You really hold that
between
against
college
you.
And now.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make sure that these got to you because it is your wedding day, and I told you that I would tell you on your wedding day.
Yeah. You know, I've really cooled down on my drinking, Mom.
Yeah.
And I'm
glad about that.
Yeah. So maybe this could be water under the bridge.
No. These are indexed. I have spent a lot of time preparing these. Jesus. Some of these I didn't even remember, but I wrote them down when I was sleepy in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Read back through them and get more familiar with them.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I give me like a highlight? Is there like...
I'll give you the first one.
All right. That's fine.
Okay. You called at 2:37 on April 1st. And this was, let's see, this was 2013.
Oh, God. Okay.
On that call, you said it's April Fool's Day and you called me a fool. And I said, I'm not a fool. And then you said, I am a fool. And then you hung up.
Yeah. So, I mean, that
it is...
It is
your wedding day, so it's time I told you.
Mom, that was a bad April Fool's prank.
Yeah.
You know, I could have done a little... I could have thought it out a little bit more, mm-hmm. but it was in the spirit of the day.
Okay, well, know? April 2nd.
Yeah, okay.
2013, you called, and it was 3:30 a.m.
I was on a bender that week, Mom.
Yeah. And you said, it's April Fool's, and I said, it's not even April Fool's anymore.
Well, if you go by the calendar day, it, no, but... I was still awake.
Oh, you remember?
Well, I'm just saying.
I wrote it down.
It's okay.
Okay. All right, the next one.
Hey, Josh, we're trying to... The door seems to be locked. I got all the groomsmen outside. We want to take some nips off some whiskey. What's happening?
One second. I'm just talking to my mom. Did you lock the door?
I did lock
you
the door.
You locked the groomsmen in that
I locked
closet?
Both sides of the door. No one's coming in and no one's going out.
What the hell? Oh, both sides are locked.
And here is the key. It's in the back of the book.
Oh, come on. Mom, I'm sorry. I went through a period where I made prank phone calls, but
yeah.
I don't think...
April 3rd,
Jesus.
2013. You called and asked, is my refrigerator running? And I was like, this is a really bad prank.
Yeah.
And you said, it's April Fool's.
Mom, I gotta be honest. I was doing cocaine at that time.
Yeah.
I lost track of time. I just... It was all kind of a blur for me, so... I don't know what April 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th had, but I'm sure it was pretty similar.
Yeah, they were pretty similar pranks. Yes, each one of them just about the fact that it was April 1st.
Do you forgive me for this? Or
do I forgive you? I want to forgive you.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah. I'll forgive you at the end of the book.
Okay.
Cut to the reception. toast, please. A toast.
Oh, yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
God. Josh, man, for everyone who doesn't know me, I'm Josh's best man. We go way back, right?
But almost too far.
All right. That's funny. And, Ashley, you look beautiful tonight.
Thank you.
I'm just going to, excuse me. Hold on. Cool. I know we're supposed to keep these short, but God, man, you just called me so many times. I've had this for years, just every call. And
why is everyone logging my calls?
It was annoying, like this one.
Okay.
3:30 in the morning, April 18th. You asked if I had an icy wiener. It was just... Okay, I didn't think it was that funny.
I asked if... Well, what did you say?
I hung up. I was exhausted.
Okay.
I missed spin class that morning.
Everybody, can I just say, I know that I used to be a little crazy on the old cellular phone in 2013, all right? I went through a period where I could call at any time of the night, and maybe I wasn't even good at pranks, but I was drinking and doing a lot of cocaine at that time, and I just want to say I'm sorry, and maybe that'll cover it. We can let those grievances go.
We cut to the honeymoon suite.
Mm. Ah, finally.
Oh, yeah, so nice.
Honolulu.
Honolulu. Shot for my new husband?
Yeah, okay, I'll take a...
Okay.
Why not?
Ding.
Just a little fireball. A
little fireball.
Get this party started.
Little bump for my husband.
Sweetheart, where'd you get that? I saw you talking to the person in the lobby, but you got cocaine from the... You know what I meant? It's our honeymoon, right?
Yeah.
Got my life back together.
Why? Well, okay.
I'm gonna call
Mara. Whoa, wait, what?
I got some itchy phone fingers.
What? I thought
we'll
were going to have
the
sex.
Hotel phone.
Wait, what?
You thought we're going to do coke and have sex? Are you the dumbest person alive? Yeah, coke doesn't make me... Coke kills my wiener and gets me in the mood to make some phone calls. Cousins.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Is this Cousin Reggie?
What? Yeah.
Who's this? You got a pizza in your house?
What?
Pizza that ass.
What are you doing? Come over.
I'm living, baby. You should have known what you got yourself into.
What was that, honey? It was on the phone.
I think Josh is doing coke again.
We just got to put it in the book.
All right, get it out.
All right, get it out.
We cut to a spin class the next morning.
No one's in it.
Well, great. Let's get back into the meat part of the podcast. Dan, you're up.
Okay.
And also, thanks for sharing that, Jed Michael.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah.
Sorry to my friend and mom. I have to relive that.
I feel like everyone who's had those periods of drinking, sorry to delay it more, but like I definitely have those stories where I'm like,
yeah.
I'm a total asshole in this story, and I regret it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's part of life.
It's part of life, exactly. That's
especially young
thank
life.
Thank you.
All right. You're up, Dan.
Okay. So I was saying earlier, I'm like terrified of scary movies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just feel like I'm a very frighty sort of person. I hear it a lot. But when I first moved here, I didn't... I didn't have a place to live. So I decided like I was going to ask around friends that were living here, which of them, might have a lead on a place. And my friend was like, oh, I'm actually leaving town to go to New York for a few months. And it kind of like just worked out perfectly with my schedule. And she's like, you can rent my house, in Echo Park. And I was like, great. So, initially it was like, you can just try it out and see if you like it. Otherwise I'll find some other subletter. And I was like, well, that works. So mm-hmm. I was going to stay there for like a week. And the plan in my head was like, oh, I'm going to stay the whole time. I guess it was literally the first day that I was there. I was like getting mm-hmm. settled and had the keys and she had already left. I don't know how I got the keys from somebody else. And, So I was like, I'm going to go to 7-Eleven. I just need to pick up some stuff at 7-Eleven. I think I was like going to go buy a bottle of wine or something like that. And so I start walking there, and I had heard like from friends who would visit. I was living in New York before this, that like they all got like jaywalking tickets when they first got here, it was very strange. I thought that like that was something that happened all the time here. It's never happened to me. I've heard of it since, but I had a friend who got one. And so I was like, well, it's really important to cross in the right crosswalks, right? So I was,
Seems like an elaborate, pointless prank.
Yes. I know. Well, so as a result, I was like walking to the 7-Eleven, and it was an intersection. It's going to be impossible to describe in an audio way. But basically, I had two options. One was to cross the street where there was a crosswalk, and one was to cross the street where there wasn't one, that was the, you know, faster route. Mm-hmm. And I would have done the faster route, except that there was a police car sitting right there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, here it comes. This is the time, right? So I crossed the street in the direction of the police car in the crosswalk. And I was like, I'm doing the right thing. And then suddenly, like kind of out of nowhere, there was a dog. I don't know where it came from initially, but all of a sudden there was a dog, and it was like barking and chasing me, and it started to like run after me, and I ran into the street, and it was like nipping at me, and I was like screaming. It was terrifying, right? Like this dog came out of nowhere. Big and dog? It was only because it was big enough. Yeah. Like I to say that it was huge is not really fair. But to say that it was small is also not really fair. To say that it was not angry is absolutely wrong. Right? So I like crossed the street in that direction and got attacked by a dog because I was trying to avoid getting a ticket for jaywalking. And this is where the story gets really kind of crazy, because the police were, in fact, right there, and they did see this, and they got out of the car. And so I'm like running in the street, and they're like, what's going on here? Finally, I now see the other people that were involved, and it was like an older lady and a child. And they had one dog on a leash and another leash in their hand with just like no dog on it. So they're like, you have to get this dog under control. And the older person was like, I'm legally blind. I can't do it. And the other person is a child, right? So there's no one to get this animal under control, right? It was so crazy. So at this point, finally, the dog has kind of like left me alone for a second, but the police are there. So I'm not like running away, right? Yeah, so yeah. I start talking to the police, and they're definitely talking to this person. Guess who comes back? The dog. So the dog is now attacking me a second time. And I'm like running around in the street. And all of a sudden, I kid you not, this was the first day that I lived in this place. And I was like, what is happening?
You have like raw beef in your pocket?
Probably. So, okay, at this point, now the dog kind of slows down again. But now I see the police officer going back to their car. And they pulled out a rifle.
Uh-oh.
This is where it gets like even more crazy. The dog is still coming after me. And there's a police officer about like 15, 20 feet away. And he gets about 5 feet away. And the dog is right there. And he says, get out of the way.
Get out of here.
And I'm like, where? Like, how do I get out of the way? So I like ran behind the police officer. And the gun goes off. I now know that that gun was probably a tranquilizer rifle.
Oh, my God.
But at the time, it looked like a real rifle being pointed at a dog. I will also say that the dog survived. The dog was not shot.
Okay.
But the gun definitely went off. I was like, I don't know if I want to tell a story about a dog. Like, I'm so glad that the dog didn't die. I didn't want the dog to die. I just wanted it to stop attacking me.
You're just trying to get in that 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get to 7-Eleven. So so at that point, like, it's chaotic. But at that point, I was able to get away. And the dog was definitely, like, doing something else at this point. And the police were sort of on that. Right. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I'm like kind of hanging over by the police car, and they like take down my information, which I was like, OK, that's fine. They were like, do you live in the neighborhood? And I was like, I don't know anymore. I don't know if I'm going to stay here. I think I might leave, but whatever. So then I gave them my information, and then they're like, you can go. But the weird part is this is right behind where PETA is.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly where you're talking
about. So everyone had come out from there and were like watching the scene. Uh-huh. And there's also like a pet center there where they have like dogs sitting and stuff.
That's where I take Dre to get his teeth cleaned.
Okay, good. Well, honestly, I feel like at that point I was like, this is actually good because there are people who can like help with this situation and probably make sure that this dog does not expire. Right.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know what to do, but I really didn't want to get attacked by the dog again. And they had taken down my information and I was like, can I go? And they were like, yeah. So I went to 7-Eleven,
which is, by the way, for the listener, right there.
It is right there. It was like mere feet away. And I called my friend and I was like, is this like normal for your neighborhood? And just because I have no idea, like I moved here like days earlier and had been staying with friends, and this was the place that I was like gonna settle down in. And so she's like, no, I've never heard anything like that. So then I eventually like made my way back to the house, but I like peeked as it was going on, you know, as like what was going on there. And it looked like honestly I probably should have stayed, because it looked like the story escalated. There was someone like in handcuffs at that point. I have no idea what happened after that. Whoa. But I made my way back to the house and I just sat in the dark for like 3 hours. And it really does make me sad because I'm afraid of dogs now and I wasn't before.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And so when people don't have their, like, when they're like, oh, they're just like real gentle, they're just not trained very well, I'm like, it's going to kill me or there's going to be a gun real soon. Like it's a really terrifying thing. Like I still want a dog, but now I feel like I would take so much precaution. The other thing was that like, I didn't want to like, I think my parents were really nervous about me moving here and I'd moved really suddenly. So I like didn't want to call them about it. I don't think I've even told them this story. I had to like find the right people to tell. And then the next day I had the CBS showcase and I got there and I think I was like halfway through the rehearsal and I was like, I was attacked by a dog and a police officer shot at it yesterday. And everybody was like, what?
You're right.
Yeah.
It's wow. Weird that would be their first. That's
I know.
Like quickly. You know, you know what I mean?
I think because it was a tranquilizer gun, it was to like immobilize. Down, right. And I'm sure they use it for like coyotes or something like that. Right.
Or dogs.
Or dogs. I just had no idea. I would say the rifle had like a big green thing on the back of it, which makes me feel like not the same as like.
Oh,
a
yeah.
But it looked like a gun and it was pointed at me and they were like, get out of the way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So who was in handcuffs when did you, was it like, wasn't the blind woman?
It was, I think it was really hard to tell. And I had moved from Brooklyn where my like entire neighborhood was interconnected. And I was just at this point where I was like, I'm brand new here. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like this person was completely innocent and their dog just got away.
Yeah.
And then I think whatever happened after that, like escalated, but I was like, And like I said, I kind of wish I had stuck around to see what happened. But in another way, I just was like, I have to get out of here and go like take care of myself.
Yeah. I don't blame you for that at all.
Right. It was like, get out of that dangerous situation. But I had to take the longest route around a really hilly neighborhood just to get back to this house.
Yeah.
And I just sat there because no one else was there. And I just sat there alone and was like, what just happened?
I feel like blind people are supposed to have like the most well-behaved dog.
Right, yeah, it wasn't a seeing eye dog. It was definitely not. Dog. Yeah. And I think they were childcare for the kid. Mm-hmm. Like it seemed like they were taking care of the kid. They had to take the dog for a walk. There was a lot going on.
So maybe not even their dog.
So I don't know. I just felt really bad for the people who were the owners of the dog, because I don't think because the dog got away and because that situation escalated so quickly, there was no, like, this wouldn't happen normally. Right. The dog would have attacked me. I would have gotten away and it would have been fine. Like I could have gotten away from this dog. I was just like, again, sort of like, I can't cross the street here. It's the police. And also if the police hadn't been there, I wouldn't have crossed there.
Oh yeah.
Right. So none of this would have happened.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is how the weirdest shit happens. Uh-huh. Like because following I followed the law or trying to, because of some random thing that I heard, I could have just crossed and none of this would have occurred.
Yeah. Weird.
That's funny. did you get bit?
So that was something the police officer was like, did you get bit? And I was like, no. And he was like, you need to like look, because if mm-hmm. in this situation, if you're in shock or something, you may not have even noticed.
Yeah.
And I was wearing shorts and I was fine.
There but, you go.
Yeah.
That is scary.
Yeah.
I sympathize with the people a little bit.
I do. Yeah. I definitely do.
Because my dog is an idiot.
Yeah.
Like a skateboard or a bike can just set him off. And it's just like, I have no control over this thing anymore. Yeah. Like it's just pissed off. Mm-hmm.
I left like not angry at anyone, but just frustrated by the systems yeah. that exist. Because I was even like, I don't even feel like the police should have been involved in this. Like it didn't need to happen that way. But they just were there.
Hey man, this is going to be great. I'm glad you're coming in from New York, and you're going to love this area. Echo yeah. Park's awesome. It's beautiful.
I've heard good too. Things.
Yeah. Oh shit! What is it? Our phones? Is this an ambulance? Oh fuck! We got to get inside.
What? What's going on?
I don't know. There's a dog loose in Los Angeles. We got. Didn't you get that up? Didn't you get the notification?
I still got a two. And I still got a New York.
No, we got to go.
Bunch of windows closed.
Excuse me, listen, please. Oh, fuck. Too late. No, come on, come on, Josh, come on. We got to get out of here.
Come on, I thought we'd joke. Check out this.
No, are you out of your mind?
The healing house.
We're closed.
No, no. Please, sir, let us in, please.
Fuck off.
Oh God, Josh.
Just over a dog.
Yeah. Don't you? You're not getting this. There's a dog loose.
I just got a thing in New York about a little muggy outside today.
No. It says a golden retriever got leased off its
golden
leash.
Retriever.
I don't know. It's probably God. It's probably rabid. We got to get inside.
Find yourselves inside. Please get into a space. A dog is loose in the neighborhood.
Fuck.
A bunch of like armored cars drive by.
What is happening here? You know, I've never met a mean golden retriever in my life.
Well. It's because you're from New York. You're from the Big Apple, the East Coast. They don't have... Oh, God. You're so ignorant. Come on.
Okay. Hey, relax. Let's just... All right, let's go. Maybe we can get into Mohawk Bend right here.
I've heard what happens to people out here. All right, man?
Okay.
It's not good. Shut up.
Jesus, that felt like it came from everywhere.
It probably did. It's probably around here. Just
felt like the sky.
It's probably that golden retriever. Oh, God. I got to call my mom.
Why are you calling your mom all the time?
When I get nervous, I call my mom.
Hey, why don't we, if it's really this serious, we just maybe knock. Okay. All right. Oh, there it is. It's right here in the alley.
Okay.
Hey, I don't mean to brag, but I took a few dog training classes in high school and I...
Don't be a hero. Don't.
Well, I can probably communicate to the dang thing. It's a golden retriever.
You took dog classes and you think you can talk to a dog after...
I can at least get it under control. Give me some of the pepperonis in your pocket.
It was a bad day to bring these.
Perfect day, actually. Here, boy.
Be careful, Josh.
Slobbery guy, eh? All right. So the first key is you just want to teach the dog to make eye contact with you so that it knows that that's how it gets its treat.
Okay.
Here, boy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What's it doing?
It's eating the treat.
Oh, God. Ooh, be careful. That's what they do. They get on your side. They're friendly, and then it's going to bite your arm off.
Hand me that rope.
It's got a rope?
You've got the rope on the ground.
Yeah. Here.
Okay.
Here you go.
Fashion a little tiny leash.
Nice. You're going to choke it.
Let's see if I can put your head through the loop, boy. And I got it. We got the splinter.
We cut to out front of City Hall. As mayor of Los Angeles, I'd like to present a key to the city to Josh Simpson.
Okay.
Here you go. You will be our official dog wrangler.
I don't want to do that.
Mr. Simpson, over here. Weren't you scared?
I was a little scared just from all the panic that happened beforehand. But honestly, I just gave the dog some pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Gave it a couple pats on the head, and I was able to subdue it and return it to its owner.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. A dog is loose.
Okay. Ah,
Josh,
People are pushing each other down.
Hey, what the hell is going on here?
The chopper flies into telephone lines.
Hey, couldn't anyone let me in the... Oh, God. All right.
Josh, come on, help us. Yeah, come on, Josh. Do it like last time.
How did a bunch of school children get caught behind the
help us.
Fence with the dog?
We're scared.
Hey, that dog. Here. Where's John Michael? He carries the pepper.
You're on your own, buddy.
Hey, what the hell? Hey, listen here, pal. Yoo-hoo. Here, sit. Give it a couple pats. See, kids, there's nothing to be afraid of here. As long as you just, all right. Put a little... rope around. Okay. Oh, damn it. This one's getting attached. That's a sign of affection.
We'll cut to the White House. presenting Josh Simpson with a Congressional Medal of Honor.
Two dogs. Mr. President, we got to get you out of here.
Into another helicopter.
The president just died? All right. Welcome, newcomers, class of 2019. You graduated college. You're coming out to get started in your careers in show business. I've been living in this city for 20 years, and I found some success working productions. I don't need to tell you my whole story, but I just wanted to share with you, my fellow Syracuse alum, just some hot tips, some things to look out for in the City of Angels. Okay. Great. So first things first, you're going to want to watch out for what I call gargoyle men. Okay. These are the hairy men that follow you around at night. They leap down from their pillars of their posts on the edges of buildings. But it is something to be aware of. They're hairy. They are aggressive. And they will often, if you're not careful, force you into 2 to 3 year relationships that are pretty one sided. So,
what are you talking about?
Gargoyle man.
This is a thing I've never heard about. I've never heard of a single movie about it in Los Angeles.
They're not allowed to make movies about it because the gargoyle men are so prevalent.
Is this like a metaphor for sort of like the patriarchy in the entertainment business? Is that what you're
talking about? Gargoyles on the over the entrances of buildings.
And they're not allowed to make movies about them? Like, there's a rule?
It's just a little too Hollywood taboo. There's some gargoyles at some powerful places. And you can try. You could try to pitch a script. Thank you for leading me right to my second point.
Maybe I will. My first movie is about trains, but this one might be a great idea for my second one.
Trains? Good luck, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe you could give us some advice about working in the industry. That felt very specific and odd, gargoyle men on buildings that you dated.
What if I don't want to date a gargoyle?
No one wants to date a gargoyle man, but
just have to
through different sort of manipulations and emotional distress. They will, they will.
Has
force
it happened to you?
Yes, I just said that. I dated two gargoyle men for a total
two?
6.5 years.
Is that and, a gargoyle? It's not dark, so it can't.
No. But anyways, let's talk about industry stuff.
Yeah, please.
Still around here. What are you looking? What's your career you're trying to do?
I'd like to work in for animated something in children's programming.
For animation children's programming?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's great. Production side, writing side?
Yeah, writing side.
Great. Well, I would say I would try to get any sort of any one of the fellowships. There's places like Nickelodeon.
Okay, that's very helpful.
Network.
Yeah, thank you.
They'll have opportunities for like up and coming writers.
Oh, excellent. Great.
Yeah. I would just, if you see a gargoyle man working
what?
The door, I wouldn't give them any sort of politeness or any sort of, don't acknowledge them. Don't tip your hat to the gargoyle men that might be waiting outside of Nickelodeon Studios.
Are you, is this a reference to the homeless?
I'm just saying, no, the homeless?
Well, I'm confused who the gargoyle men are.
Okay, I think I've been pretty clear. They do sometimes hide in plain sight, and they'll do a security guard job.
I mean, we all just got off of a plane and came immediately to this session, we're just a little surprised to hear about
it. Yeah, and I'm here for a reason to tell you about these gargoyle men. You can scoff at me all you want, but if you give a tip of the hat...
We don't know what that is.
Yeah, I mean...
We've never heard of that.
We got a whole folder, and it was like, get Uber, get Lyft, download those apps, and I mean, this was just nowhere...
What?
What? No, that's where my hotel information is.
Yeah. Guess who that wrote that bit of information? I suspect it was a gargoyle man.
I don't...
Did you know
what do you mean?
Run Uber?
Stop, you two.
I don't know. What? Maybe he's going to
He just tore up your folder and said they run and you're both on
board
now.
Well, I don't know. Maybe a gargoyle wrote it. Maybe I don't want to have the folder anymore.
What kind of jobs do you think gargoyle men have in this?
I have no idea what a gargoyle... It sounds like you were in two weird relationships with hairy men.
Hey, I don't want to...
No. Nah, I was not in two weird relationships with hairy men that work security at different studios.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, they... Well, these ones had magical powers. They insisted on it. They suckered me into 2.5-year relationships each. The first one was something. The second one seemed to be sort of just going off of things I said about the first one. But be careful of gargoyle, man.
Is that a wedding ring?
Hmm?
Is that a wedding ring?
That's a rude question.
I'm just asking. Well, you were in these weird relationships. Were you married at the time? Or are you married now, but not
I am
then?
Married now. I am married now. And before you even ask, it's a hairy guy. And yes, he works above the door at the Standard Ace Hotel in Hollywood. No, he's not a gargoyle man. And no, I don't appreciate.
I'm just asking. Wow. I'm sorry.
So he sounds, I'm just going off your description, but he sounds pretty gargoyle-y to me.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you don't need my you don't want my help. You don't.
No, we do. You're the only person we know in
from
Syracuse.
Sorry, we're sorry. We're sorry. We're just trying to understand what's happening.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
One of the major things that happens in Hollywood is that you'll just be walking down the street. The earth cracks open. You see
what?
You see the fiery depths below.
Okay, well that
a demon comes and breathes life into the different gargoyles and statues around the city, and you're cursed with the idea that you have to date the ball.
Okay, well there are two weird things in that. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first is the first is that the ground cracks open and the gargoyle comes out, and then you end up having to date them.
Oh, that's
the second one is you're walking in Los Angeles. You're just walking down the street.
Yeah.
We were told that that's not what happens.
What am I going to take a Lyft or an Uber with one of those freaks?
They moonlight is rideshare drivers?
Not just the gargoyle man. There's all sorts of cyclopses are usually the ones that drive the Ubers and Lyfts at night. This city is full of demons, and if you're not careful, they'll eat your young souls up and spit them into wormwood. Good luck with your train movie, by the way.
I'm not doing a train movie. Don't confuse
me
with it.
It's good. I like it. My screenwriting professor loved it.
Look, I filled out the survey that you had, and now it makes a lot more sense. I didn't know how to answer the first question. Hypothetically, what if you suspect the person you're in a relationship with might be a gargoyle man? Who do you call?
Yeah, who would you call?
I call my best friend Ray.
That's not helpful to me.
Well, that's what I wrote down.
You'd call me?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do, but...
Well, dads always have the answer. Oh, kiddo, you got your cat stuck in a tree? Good thing you called the fire department.
Yeah, he got out of the house because I went outside to play on the sidewalk, and then the cat went up in the tree.
Get back. It's a tranquilizer gun. He's fine. All right. See you later, kiddo.
The cat's eyes are rolled. Oh, my God.
We got another gig to get to.
Help, help, help.
Yes, what is it?
My building's on fire. My sister can't get out of the window.
Get back.
Lady just falls out. You didn't even get the trampoline thing.
She's safe now. Nice work,
she's
Sarge.
Good. Nice.
She
nice
broke
work.
Her leg.
Yeah, but she's out of that fire.
All right, let's keep get going. Out of here.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, hello? Yeah,
the mayor, he's up in that helicopter, and the helicopter pilot has fallen asleep.
Oh, the helicopter pilot's fallen asleep?
He fell asleep. He needs...
Okay.
The mayor's afraid of jumping out with that parachute he's somehow found.
All right, get back.
It's the helicopter. The helicopter gets drowsy.
Nice shots.
Thanks.
Good God!
The you're welcome.
Lit the school on fire.
Oh no! Cool. Get back!
The flames are slowly getting sleepy.
There you go.
Over here, over yes. here. Uh-huh. I just got a notification on my phone. There's a dog loose in the neighborhood.
Holy shit! Okay, we're not prepared for this. All right. Going in.
It's been a pleasure serving with you boys.
We finally met.
They all put their tranquilizer guns in their mouth.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for being on the Meat Improv. That was a blast, y'all.
Yeah, thank you both. That was so fun.
Thank you, yeah.
It's been some time.
That was really, really fun.
Yeah. Let's go around the table. You can plug anything you like. A Twitter, an Instagram, a show, whatever you got. This comes out tomorrow, so if that helps with any live shows. You want to start, John Michael?
Yeah, sure. Let me get the date here. You can follow me on Instagram at 2Names1Man. That's the number 2 and the number 1. And then, check out my team, Spunky Daniel Improv Team. Host the show at Moving Arts every third Saturday of the month. So in November, I guess that's the 22nd or 15th. Look it up. Oh, we'll post about it. But yeah, check us out.
Cool. Dan?
You can follow me on Instagram at Dan Hodapp. That's HODAPP, 1D, 2Ps.
Cool.
And I host a show called The Scene. It's every month at UCB Sunset. And the next one is Tuesday, November 12th at 8:30 p.m. It's an improvised one-act play.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Come see We're Gross with Gilly the third Thursday of the month at UCB Franklin. And check out Bitch and a Herald Team.
Awesome. I'm at Mr. Josh Simpson on Twitter, Josh Simpson on Instagram. Check me out in the teacher shows, Assembly with Dan.
I am there. I'd plug it, but we're both in it.
That's 10:30 on the first and third Tuesdays now? Yeah. We got one
tonight, but if you're listening tomorrow, you missed it.
Wait. Tonight?
Right? We have a show tonight.
We have a show
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. That's okay. So come tonight.
Yeah. This comes out.
This comes out.
Listen to it the day it came out. Come tonight. See the new teacher show. And the Meat Improv is on all the platforms at the Meat Improv. In addition to that, check out our Patreon and our Discord channel and our extra episode of the potatoes every week at www.patreon.com/TheMeatImprov. Thank you so much for listening. Tell a friend if you like the show. We'll see you next time on The Meat.
The Meat Improv.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.